You're at Work Radio every day, 9 to 12, only on KC 107.7.
On Radio KC at Work 107.7. And it's a beautiful, beautiful rainbow Monday. Yeah, there's no blue Monday in my life. Any case, vandag gesels ons met Craig Lucas, en ek weet julle wag vir hierdie onderhoud. He's a singer-songwriter graduate in economics and politics and currently doing his master's degree at UCT. Craig Lucas, welcome on KC 107.7.
Thank you for having me.
You're a man of few words. Craig, amidst all the success in your life, I want to talk about you. How did you, as a person, rise from the immense trauma you went through to rising again? What fueled your journey as a person?
Look, I think it's mostly down to my support system. I've been very vocal about how lucky I am just to have incredible people around me. You know, my mom is amazing. I've got the same friends some I've had since primary school.
Wow.
And yeah, they love me, they support me, you know, they protect me, they don't take any nonsense from me. You know, it's not one of those situations where they just yes men, just letting me do what I want. You know, they keep me accountable, and I think that's just been the biggest blessing that's carried me throughout my life, whether it's been music, whether it's been in my academics. I know for a fact, even, you know, growing up, that's what kind of helped me, where maybe some of my friends back in the community I grew up in didn't make it. They just didn't have support. It's not that they didn't want to. It's not that they didn't have the skills. They just didn't have support. So therefore that also fuels me, you know, one to be able to give back to the people that supported me, to my mom, to my friends, to my family, and then also to go back to communities like where I came from and go make sure that some kids there do have support. I think that will kind of be it. I'm just really lucky. I'm really, really blessed, you know.
Wow, that is, you need that support system, and you're so lucky still to have your mom with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know you very, you love that woman too, but it's all over social media. And I think she knows that. Craig, you have risen to one of the most influential entertainers in South Africa amidst all your challenges, namely depression and anxiety, and you are truly an icon in the industry. You openly speak about your mental health and your sober journey, which is 2 years and 8 months long now, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
Any advice from you for a person listening that is in this kind of a struggle? How do you go from, do you call it from drunk to sober, or what do you call it?
Yeah, look, I think there's many things you can call it, you know. Addiction, maybe is the more common word, addiction, sobriety. And it's so hard to give advice because, you know, I'm still in it and I'm still struggling. So it's not like I'm on this pedestal where I can now tell people. But just things that maybe helped me or that I'm still learning is, I've been trying for a very long time to get sober and to stop doing drugs, and it was never successful until, you know, my mom and my niece and my family, they became the reason why. I needed a why. Okay. And ever since, unfortunately, I am not good enough as the why just yet. You know, that's something I'm working on, because always it's like, I wanted to get sober for myself. I deserve sobriety. And I always struggled, and I'm working on getting to a place where that can be enough for me. But until then, it's my mom and it's my family again, just wanting to be there for them and wanting to be the best that I can be for them. And that keeps me grounded. So when temptation comes, that's always the reminder, you know? So to just have that thing, whether it is yourself, whether it is your family, whether it's your faith, to kind of just have that one thing that grounds you. And then also just to find something to replace the habit with. you let go of one thing that's maybe a little destructive for you, it's very easy to pick up on something else that's destructive, and that's something I experienced. You know, I stopped drinking, I stopped doing drugs, but then I started doing other things that were equally, maybe not equally, but also just not very good for me. And so I'm learning now that I need to start replacing the bad habits with good habits. So I'm trying to go to the gym, you know, I'm sitting here in my gym clothes, actually. Hopefully I'm going to go. There's been days I dress in my clothes, everything, and then I end up not going. And I just sit in my gym clothes all day. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I'm going to go today. But yeah, so just finding something to replace it with, because there's going to be a gap and there's going to be a space where the bad habit left, and you must replace it with something. And it's either going to be something good or it's going to be something bad. You know, it can be church, it can be a hobby, painting, whatever it is, writing, reading. I read a lot. That's something I love doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think maybe those would be the two kind of advices I would give, but those are also just things I'm still doing and learning about, you know.
But I would love to commend you on your journey. I've been following you for quite a few years. And personally, I've been following you for a long time, and you are a great inspiration to me. You know,
thank you.
A great, great inspiration. And you brought out the single High, Drunk and Horny. Yes, second man. I was listening to that song over and over again for a long time. What was the inspiration behind the single?
Yeah, so I wrote that, I think, sometime 2022. And I, February of 2022 was when I stopped, you know, drinking, and I stopped doing drugs, and I kind of embarked on this journey of sobriety. And what happened in the months leading up to February 2022 was that I just got really out of hand. You know, it started becoming really dangerous, and it started becoming really dark. And so it kind of forced me in Feb to just go, whoa, I got to stop. It's either I stop, or I'm probably going to end up really hurting myself if I carry on down this road. But so I was kind of coming to grips with the sobriety, you know, and I wrote this chorus of the song as a joke. I was sitting at home one night, and all the urges were there to want to go out and want to go party and want to get drunk. And I ended up just staying home, and I felt really sad, and I wrote this really sad sounding song. But that book, I wrote it on the piano, and it was just meant as kind of like a joke and a way for me to almost, you know, like let off the steam of wanting to go out and wanting to go party. And I didn't think I'd ever make it into a proper song, and I played it to a friend of mine. He was like, no, this is cool. And I thought, it's probably going to be weird, though. Like, how do I be an advocate for sobriety and all of this, and then release a song called High, Drunk and Horny? But
I also thought that.
But I was just like, you know what? It's my life. It's my music. I can kind of do what I want. I don't ask to be an advocate. I don't ask to be a role model, you know, like, I have to do what I want to do first, and if people want to infer from that or take inspiration from that, it's not my responsibility. And so for me, this song was a part of my journey, it was a part of my healing, you know. The song kept me from going out that evening, and the song speaks to what my life was like for many, many, many years, and we turned it into something happier sounding, almost as a way of me just kind of reclaiming and not being afraid, you know, not being afraid to talk about what my life was like, not being afraid. I'm still going to parties. My friends still party. I'm out at events, and I've got to navigate these spaces. So, yeah, it was just a part of my journey that I eventually felt like I needed to share.
Wow, I commend you for the fact that you're very unapologetic. I love that about you. I mean, be you authentic to yourself.
Yeah, unapologetic's a nice way to put it.
I've got a message for you from one of our listeners that's live streaming from Belleville. Always great interviews on Radio Casey. Thank you, Craig Lucas, for sharing your story with us, bringing mental awareness to the forefront and sharing your sobriety journey. We appreciate you You're such an inspiration. Even though you're a superstar, you acknowledge that you face real challenges, which makes your journey even more relatable and empowering. Your openness about mental health struggles and the importance of seeking help encourages so many to not feel alone. Keep shining and using your platform to such positive impact. Chanel Kader.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Chanel.
And I can relate to her message. I mean, you sometimes see someone on stage or wherever they are, and they're not always themselves.
Yeah.
And ever since I got to know you as an artist when you started off, I just loved you. I loved you even though you didn't know how much I love you. I'm a big fan. Anyway, Craig, before we say goodbye, can you sing a snippet of a song that you wrote to someone, for someone listening today, that just needs, you know, your story has been shared on all our socials for today, so please come and inspire us.
So I think it may be quite appropriate. I'm going to sing a song, and no one's heard this song before. So
really?
You're all going to be the first. Yeah, this is one I wrote. Oh, man, I wrote this song probably in 2018 at just the peak of my struggle with my depression and all of that. And it's a song called Energy, and it's got a line in there that just really stuck with me, and it's something that I hold on to often when I still struggle with depression. And the line says, it's what you feel, but not who you are. It's a song I mean, it's been 6 years now. I still haven't put it out. I'm still kind of navigating also, you know, do I want to kind of just keep it for myself? Or anyways, no one's heard this. I'll sing you, just because this was a really beautiful interview. Thank you for having me. Thank you for raising awareness on these important topics.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, so this one's called Energy, and it goes,
I'm not trying to get too deep, but things get kind of dark on nights like these. But when the sun comes up, come and get this energy. And when it feels like you've gone too far, it's what you feel but not who you are. And when you don't feel strong, come and get this energy. Let me be your energy.
And that's it. That's the chorus.
Wow. I got goosebumps. I thank you so much for sharing a snippet of that with us, with the Paul Drakenstein community. And I'm really honored to have had this interview with you. Thank you so much, Craig. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.